Thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Analysts Newsline for the period starting Friday, February 11th. The union office is closed today in honor of Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Lincoln was quoted as saying, "Capital is only the fruit of labor and could never have existed if labor had not first existed. Labor is superior to capital and deserves much the higher consideration." And I could only reiterate and hope that employers would treat their labor as a higher priority than they do their capital and their never-ending quest for maximizing profits and productivity. On that note, I am going to move to the update. The OSA website has been updated recently. Our new unit agreement is posted and can be reviewed there. There is a new citywide agreement, which is also on our website, and the updated longevity chart for all titles is now on the website. Welcome to the Associate Director of Hospitals and the Director of Information Services, two new titles from the Health and Hospitals Corporation that has joined the union. We recently had informational sessions and meet and greets for both titles, and on request of the members, we will be replaying the informational sessions. The Associate Director of Hospitals replay will be Tuesday, February 15th at 6 p.m., and the Director of Information Services will be Tuesday, February 22nd at 6 p.m. Zoom invites will be going out to all members in those titles. Also, health and hospitals, we understand that numerous individuals were notified that the 3% is being paid on March 4th. If you have not already received your 3% wage increase and you are not notified about the March 4th date, please contact us. We know that the payroll department has some lags over there. February 11th was the day targeted by the mayor to separate from service those individuals who are not fully vaccinated or have not signed one of the waivers that were made available. The Municipal Labor Committee, which OSA is a member of, has filed a lawsuit earlier this week. They are seeking a temporary injunction against these terminations. Basic contention is that folks aren't entitled to due process and this being a violation of the law and contract, the way that they are being separated from service without due process rights. So that is ongoing. I'm going to move now to our contract negotiations. Our uniformed police department just had the third session so far in 2022, earlier this week. Two members of the unit got to speak at the table at this past session on behalf of their colleagues and their coworkers in title, and they both did such an excellent job conveying their working conditions to the mayor's office and to labor relations that it was just wonderful. And these negotiations are really progressing. We expect to finalize sooner rather than later. We are close to the finish line with the police department, and we have another bargaining session scheduled in 3 weeks. And we hope that that will be the last one. We are just waiting on costings to be finalized by the mayor's office, and then hopefully we can sign off on this. Department of Education, similar, making very nice progress, and we are very close to the finish line. DOE, we do not believe another session is necessary. We just had one last week with them, and we are not scheduling another because we are starting the process of putting pen to paper. We are getting the draft in writing, and we will, of course, edit it, fix it up, and then this one should be signed off on. Third negotiations that are ongoing, Transit Authority. This one, unfortunately, not progressing as fast as the other two. It is a costing issue. Transit Authority has told us that they have one person in the entire authority who is responsible for costing collective bargaining agreements. Costing means that both sides have to analyze and value the cost of each demand, each benefit that the contract entails, and that we are asking for, and that could include overtime. time and shift differentials and retirement benefits and time leave. All these benefits have to be costed. And this is why transit has not gotten back to the table with us. However, I want to reiterate the fact that there is nothing that is a higher priority right now than getting folks the money that they are owed by this pattern. And we know that transit, NTD, and the Department of Ed are all owed their wage increases. And we are going to do everything we can to get this money as soon as for all of our members. It is a top priority. On that note, I encourage anyone in these units to call when they have questions or updates. There are also folks in the field there that you can speak to who interact with us, who are part of the bargaining team, and you could always look to them for updates. I will wish happy Valentine's Day to all who celebrate, and call back in a week. Take care.